Hello, I'm Isabellen, and this is Isabellen Writes Stories for Adults. This is a replay of a live stream that I did with Lishy off of She is a Writer on Wattpad. And I was so glad to have her come on. I love talking to Wattpad writers because I know I've talked about it before. That's kind of where I got my start. And oh my gosh, I went on and on. I talk too much. Anyways, I did some editing on it, and so that you could hopefully hear her better. And yeah, I just wanted to let you know that this has been edited. Enjoy the show.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you!
Awesome! Can you keep singing? Let's do the intro.
Oh, no! yeah, my intro. Okay, here, are we ready for the intro? And those are the only words I know to that whole song. So, you know. so here we go. Here we go. Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this. My mama said, mama said, mama said. Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this. My mama said. That's all I know. That's it.
Right, let's just give you a clap.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you. I'm bowing and everything. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
I am so glad that this worked out. I want to hear the whole story. I need to hear the I'm a Wattpad writer. I'm engaging with my audience. My stories are doing well. And then the day you wake up and you log in and, oh my God.
Oh God. So we're going to go back to... Oh my goodness. April last year, I started writing on Wattpad. And
How did you find Wattpad? Did you just stumble across it? Were you there looking for fan fiction or something? Just stories that kind of, you know, were something that you couldn't find anywhere else? Or how did you find Wattpad?
Yeah, so I found Inkit first. That was my first writing platform that I found. And it was because of this writer called Amelia Rose, and I fell in love with her. And I still follow her to this day. She writes amazing erotica if anyone wants to check her out too. But I found her, and I was reading it, fell in love with it, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to try it. I'm going to try writing it. And that's when I found Wattpad from Google search, just being like, right.
Where can I post my stuff?
Where is an audience? Where is everyone?
Yeah, exactly. So then you started writing on Wattpad. There are a lot of reasons I like Wattpad versus some other, I know there are other platforms out there, some where you get paid, some where you don't. But why did you choose Wattpad from other platforms like, Erotica? You could have written on Literotica. You could have been on Inkit. You could have been on Radish and Dream and a couple of others. So why, in fact, you were asking me about some of these others, but why, what about Wattpad worked, you know,
it
when you first started posting?
Platform, like just how it looks, how easy it is. It's so easy to find a story or follow someone else's profile, comment back. It was just that kind of thing. And I fell in love with Wattpad right away.
Yeah, that interface right there. I mean, sometimes it's not perfect, right?
It's not perfect, but
it's pretty simple, and it's you can on your phone or on your computer. It seems like the most simple one I found, and then the being able to get into your stuff and edit and change things immediately from your phone or your computer is also a really cool thing.
Yeah, there's in the beginning, I wasn't using like Photoshop or anything to make my covers for my stories, and they have their own app that's like connected to your phone that you could use. So make something pretty simple, which is nice.
So anybody could do it. So you started writing, and how did you connect with that audience? I've been on, I think about as long as you have, and I only have 800 followers.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. And then I was looking, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at all these sticking comments. She's got engagement. She's got this back and forth. She got, you know, the stuff is happening on her in her stories. How did you do that?
You know, I started writing Just a Fling. That was the first story that I actually published to the public. and put out there. There was a lot in my drafts that I was like, oh no, not this one. And that one, it sat, and I was updating, like, I don't know, I was going through feels, emotions. I was just writing a lot, and I was putting out a chapter like a day. It was something crazy like that. And it took a month before it just blew up. And one day I opened the app and it was just like 300 notifications. And I was just like, holy crap, where the hell is this coming from?
You know, I tell people a lot that a lot to trigger the algorithm, you want to post consistently. So if you're posting a day or weekly, that usually helps get you. If I know somebody who posted all his story in one day and then he couldn't connect with any audience. Now you got to spread it out a little bit, and you gotta, and that helps tease the algorithm. And so it took about a month. And then if you write it, people will come. Right.
That's what I noticed. Yeah, there's a couple of books that are doing really well, and they're kind of like on all the hashtags top 10, and they're putting out a chapter every other day.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, that it consistency seems like that consistency. Yeah, exactly.
Is and I think there are other platforms that I think that consistency for. Is a big deal. I'm just putting that out there because people will be like, what's Wattpad? Do I want to write on Wattpad? How does Wattpad work? So you are writing, so you're doing chapters and they're just chapter a day or chapter, you put it all up and followers came. So there is going to be a new, Kindle's doing a Vella thing and they talk about it as a serial. And they talk about being a serial writer, and that's how you build your audience. Do you consider yourself a serial writer, or are you just writing good chapters and putting them out? And or are you purposely breaking down each chapter, or so that it ends with a little cliffhanger every time? I mean, is there any trick that you employed to keep readers coming back, or is it the smexy, or is it?
I gotta be honest with you. Recently, I have not been anything.
You've not been anything.
When I first started on Wattpad, I was just that serial, putting it out, didn't edit, just whatever I wrote that day was what was there. And then I became the once a week, and that seemed to work too. Just picking a day, saying this is the day you can expect to see me, hope to see you then, and that was working. You know, but recently the writer's block has just gotten to me, and I'm trying to get over it. Yeah,
that's hard. So, is it writer's block or is it writer's non-motivation? That's kind of where I'll get trapped in the non, you know, the lack of motivation and the whole, and it's killer. It's
it really is, and I feel like I need to lock myself in a room and just no distractions and just do it again. Because how I write, it's got a flow. It's not like I'm planning too much. I don't know, a lot of people make just like a write down of chapter by chapter. I can't do that. I make a beginning, end, and the middle is kind of like, you know.
You kind of got a loose outline. Is that how you go?
That's exactly how I go.
Okay. Yeah, everybody does it different. You know, some people, they call it hybrid writing. You're a little bit of a pantser and a little bit of a planner. You have an idea where you're going and then you just go.
Oh, yeah. More recently than not, I've been looking at other websites and they just don't seem as appealing as Wattpad.
I haven't done the, any of the other paid ones. Well, that's not true. I tried. Have you ever heard of Vocal?
I have not.
So there was a site that Vocal, and you could integrate, you know, Vocal, you could integrate your voice and pictures and videos and everything, of course. And then all that stuff needs to be copyright free, which is a pain. Mm-hmm. And they would pay you a small amount of money, or people do the coin thing like they do on Wattpad. But Wattpad, you can't, you know, you have to wait. They have to come to you and say, oh, we love your story. Can we, you know, exactly. This one, you're like people, you can set it up so that people pay for your story, but the editing process, the posting process, the drafting process, the deleting process, the control that I actually had over my words once they were up was like not enough.
See, that's my problem, is giving up that control. Cause even Inkit is the same thing. You have to wait for them to approve your chapter.
Oh, Yeah, see, I can see Kindle doing something like that, but these other sites that they take, and Literotica does it too, and they don't pay you. It's free too. And so if you post anything there, you you know, you have to wait, and sometimes it takes 24 hours, sometimes it takes 2 days, and they have it, you know, it can be a pain. It can be a real pain.
It could be. And then I don't know. I talked to so many people recently about like next moves, because a lot of people, like you said, I think like a couple weeks ago, a lot of people are leaving Wattpad because of the ads.
Yes.
They're a pain in the ass. There's a lot of fucking ads. They are.
There are, you know, and they've always had them, but since, don't you think they've gotten worse?
They have. When
you
first started.
Yeah, exactly. When you first started, there would be, I think they had tiers, and you could sign up to add ads to your book or not. And then if you did, you got paid. Well, now there are no tiers. You don't get paid, and they put ads whether you want them or not. And you got to wait that whatever 6 seconds in between, and it is a pain. And I don't know if the coin system for the free stories, if you can buy out, maybe you can. I don't know, because I obviously I'm not doing that. So yeah, it's a pain. And I've had a lot of people say on Facebook, where I kind of did a poll, kind of trying to decide what I would do. And yeah, they're like, well, you know, I'm never going back. So you're there and you start to get this audience. And how did that feel when you realized people were reading what you write? Were you a little surprised, or, you know, those first comments? How did that, tell me about that feeling.
Well, when I first started putting out chapters, I was a nurse in COVID and I was pretty much living at work.
Oh.
So we had COVID in the building. I was staying in one of the rooms at the facility, and I was just writing, and I got off shift one day and I saw those, and I'm like, holy crap, I'm just gonna keep putting out more. And yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, last week when the books got deleted, I almost had like a panic attack, because I would open my phone and I'd have like 2,000 notifications, which is unworldly. Like, it feels, I don't want to toot my own horn, but it feels amazing.
It does feel good. And you can toot your horn, because, you know, that feedback right there, you have all your beta readers, you have all your people that you engage with, you have people that you've met, some people that have probably become friends over the last year that, you know, give you honest, good feedback, other people that are maybe stalkers, I don't know. But that feedback is everything, isn't it? It just is. It's like, oh, this is why I do it. I love reading stories and writing stories that I like, you know, to read. But at the same time, if nobody's going to read it, you're like, I'm just shouting in the dark. Here I am by myself.
Yeah, and I feel bad when I talk to other people and they're like, help me. How do I get to where you are? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know how to do it. And do this, post regularly and cross your fingers and, you know, write somewhat of an interesting story. And yeah. And go for that. Exactly. How do I question is always, but it is a fantastic feeling to get. I was looking, you know, all your comments, and that's really cool. And oh my gosh, 2.3 million reads, 1 million reads, you know.
I hit my first million on Just a Fling. That was the first one that hit a million. And I've become very close with, I see her in chat now, so I'm going to say hi to her. Honest Passion. And I just messaged her and I'm like, I can't fucking believe this. Is it the same on your phone? Because am I seeing stuff?
Are they making it up? It didn't really happen, did it? Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a good feeling. Yeah, that's awesome. So, okay, so you're writing on Wattpad. You've got all these reads. You've got all these great comments. And then one day you wake up and it's all gone.
Oh my God, you're breaking my heart all over again. Yeah.
You know, I bring it up because it's happened to other writers. So, you know, and I've seen it in like the community posts. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you know, you can almost hear them. So I want to he that's why I want to hear what you what happened.
So I've gotten a story flagged before. That wasn't new for me. I've had Wattpad reach out and say, "Hey, you have a nipple showing in one of your cover pictures. We had to take it down for a minute." So that was fixed. That was fixed. This was different. I was on Wattpad and I was just editing my stories, and I get a notification from a reader saying, "Why are your stories gone?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm looking at one right now." And I go to my profile and all the stories are gone. All my drafts, all my stories, everything. And then I just watched that message that I was looking at get deleted. And then I watched my following, like who I was following, just going down. And that was like maybe 10 seconds. Like it wasn't even that
Oh,
long.
wow.
And I was able to go in and change my password, and that stopped it. Had I known earlier, maybe it wouldn't have been as bad. But it was still heart-wrenching. It was horrible.
Oh,
It took a lot for me to stay calm.
wow. So you changed your password, and that is what stopped it.
It
So did somebody
is.
have your password and was doing that to you? Do they think, I mean, what did you find out? So how did you get it back then?
So after I calmed down, I actually, because that day I was up for more than 24 hours. I had just worked a night shift, which I normally never do, and then I decided to stay up until that next night. So I thought maybe I'm just half asleep right now. This isn't real. Let me just go to sleep. And I'll wake up in the morning, it'll be fine. And it was not. So I messaged support, and it took them about a day to actually get back to me and say and ask me all these questions. And back in like around Thanksgiving of last year, I'd gone through a breakup, and when they left, a lot of my computer and all that stuff went with them. So
Oh
that was my
no.
first thought. But really, who knows? I really don't know how it happened.
Oh wow. So you
But
don't know. So then it disappeared. You reached out to them, and how did if somebody else broke in and did it, how did they get your stuff back?
I talked to Dave, so thank you, Dave. Shout out Dave from Wattpad
Dave.
support. Frickin' Dave did it. Dave told me he was able to restore my stories, which he did, and within like 12 hours, everyone had access again to them. The reads were intact, and so were the comments and whatnot. So it was just Dave. Dave had the magic hand in it all.
That's fantastic. You know, they say once you put it on the internet, it is always on the internet. And I know that there are mirror images of everything out there once it's out there. So I wonder if they did, you know, something like that and then just were able to pull it up, the last saved that they had on their servers and go back. So if you lost anything, you didn't, you know, it would have been tiny.
Well, luckily I had like everything backed up, so I
That's
was prepared
fantastic.
to just kind of choose and see what else was out there. I was like, if it's not fixed by Saturday, I'll figure it out the next step. 'Cause I like writing too much. It's kind of like my escape from it all,
It so that you started it kind of at the start of COVID, and it really was, and you're working in as a nurse. Oh my gosh. So how much of that made it into your writing, or is your writing such pure fantasy that an escape? I
How
always tell
much of my
everybody,
writing is actual real life?
yes, how much of the writing
it's pretty much pure fantasy. It's just,
is on
there's really not much that of my life that goes into it. I mean, I made one of the characters in Just a Fling a nurse, but that wasn't anything huge. I guess Just a Fling, I kind of based that first chapter off of my life. So if anyone reads that, they'll kind of get like a sneak peek into what I was dealing with for a little bit.
that just that little bit though, and
Just a
then you
little
went
bit.
from there.
Just from there, from fantasy, like how I want to be treated.
Kind yeah, of. I mean, because they're pretty steamy. So I'm just wondering, people ask, if anybody asks, ever thought that there's anything that I've ever written that is anywhere close to my life, I would laugh because yeah, no, but then I write fantasy, you know, no, no. So, let me look at all the, I was looking at some and I was reading, like you. So they're all contemporary. They're all mature. And they're all a little bit on the erotic side. Just a little bit 18 plus. what were you, other than you had the one author that you found, is there other authors out on Kindle or something that you really like that are a little bit like what you do? Or are you just kind of, oh, this is my passion and I'm just going with what I, you know, what I love here. I'm just writing my fantasy.
There are a couple, you know, I'd have to look. Like I said, Honest Passion, I love Sympathy Screw by her. That is my favorite. I have to catch up. I've been slacking with reading lately. But besides that, I mean, there's so many out there. Three Doors. I mean, have you read her books on Wattpad?
No, I haven't. You know, I swear I haven't picked up a good book in a year because I've been writing.
It's so hard to balance.
I have a heck of a time. I read little short 1 hour things. I can't get into anything. I'm terrified, actually. I'm afraid to get into something because if you get into something, you have to finish it. Mm-hmm. And
I am. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's 3 days of my life where I'm not doing anything else, or 4 days, you know, and I don't have 4 days right now where I could just finish a book. So yeah, it is hard. It's a challenge for me and I hate it. I hate it a little bit because I'm not reading other people's work and I'm not leaving Wonder reviews or anything. And it's frustrating. And, but yeah, I totally know what you mean. And then life, you know, so you got life
you got, gets there.
Sometimes it's an either or thing. Exactly. I love music. I love music, but I can't afford, I made the choice a long time ago. Am I going to buy books? Or am I going to buy music?
Which choice did you make?
Am I going to follow authors or am I going to? Yeah, I totally went with the books. So so I love all kinds of people. Music, people say things all the time. And but I have no idea who anybody is because I'm doing other things. You know, it's kind of that there's only these people who can do everything. Are you one of them?
I am not. I just get so, it's either work or writing or personal life. It's just, it's not easy to balance. And I'm finding that out. Because with COVID, it was easy. You didn't have a personal life.
Yeah.
You just had a home life. And that's just how I was able to put out so much so quickly. Because I have 3 finished books in a year.
Yeah. And so now you have life, you're working. And did you tell me, can I mention that there's a different relationship now? Just because he was going to tease you about your reading and that's why you're not going to read from your book. But I should have said something. I hate to invade in personal lives,
okay.
But that you know, COVID was such a thing and we're all on Twitter and we're like, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've had a hug. Can you just, you know? And now look, you've already got somebody new to hug. That's really what I wanted to complain about. I'm like, we just took off the masks and she's already hugging somebody. I'm a little jealous. I mean,
he's great. I mean full disclosure, and I kind of talked about it in I posted like a real talk kind of thing on Wattpad, which deleted, and I told Dave, don't even worry about that one. we're gonna leave that in the past. I told Dave, these are the ones I want, just that one could, you know, stay in the past.
That one's okay. That one, we don't have to.
And, you know, I was in a long-term relationship that just was not good for me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to get out of, and I finally did, and jumping into the next one, you realize how bad it was before. You realize how bad you could put yourself into a place and stay there and deal with it, you know?
Yeah. No, the contrast between a good relationship and a bad relationship, just on the basis of communication, is phenomenal. Just on having somebody you can talk to that you're not always on whatever reason, you know, defensive, this, that, and the other thing. You know how that, obviously you had a bad relationship. So obviously, you know, communication is something I talk about a lot on the show just because of the writing aspect. Writing is communication, but also because some of the books that I read have this BDSM thing going on, some of the authors. And so we talk about that a lot as a
consent.
Yes.
Conversation. You have to talk about it beforehand.
Exactly. Yeah. So did your book, I haven't had a chance to read enough. I was just kind of wanted to get an idea of who you were as a writer. So is that why your books are so explicit? Is there a little, are you going that way? Or is there just a lot of just happy, happy, wild thing all over the place? I mean,
the BDSM, I didn't touch until Ride Me, which was my third story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very light BDSM. It wasn't anything crazy, like chains or whips.
No, chains and whips. No, I'm...
Or,
I mean, if you're gonna do full on chains and whips, there's education involved in that, and I might have to do.
I feel like you need to experience it, Google, you know, maybe watch some videos. Like you gotta.
Oh yeah, no, I'm out there interviewing. So how does that work? What's the difference between?
Exactly.
What is that? And does that really? No. Why would you want to do that? Okay, you know.
I guess you can't knock it till you try it.
That's true. That's true. There's all stuff. So, okay, that's good. That's good. I was just wondering, you know, how I'm going to have to sit down and read. Are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok. I haven't posted on TikTok, though.
Oh, so they're always, you know, doing, oh, I just read a spicy book. And really, there was a kiss. or something. I was thinking, so some of the popular fantasy books, it's so hot and spicy and there's all this stuff. And I'm like, and then somebody else gets on and they're like, no. The chemistry was really good and the tension was really good. But that compared to, you know, do you ever feel that way? I'm on a spice meter. I mean,
tell Wattpad. We'll contact Dave. We'll tell him we want a spice meter.
Yes. I'm like, Dave, could you just build, you know, a metric that keeps track of the number, of the language, of how many times, you know, different acts happen? I wouldn't know.
See, the How reason would you... I love Amelia Rose is because every three chapters is something.
Oh,
and
there
that's
you
like
go.
What I've tried to do. It's not easy to have a plot and that much sex scenes.
Oh, you can do it, but
it's not easy.
My second book, I couldn't get him out of the bedroom, but yeah, you can do it. It is hard. Or you could just do really, really long. I was talking to an erotica writer. He said that he just finished a story, and I said, "Oh, how long is it?" And he said, "It's about 3,000 words." And I'm like, "What? Yeah, it's about that. That's about all I can keep an audience. You know, people don't want to." I'm like, "Okay, I had a chapter of 6,000, and it was one sex scene."
That
I don't
is
know.
Long. Holy crap.
I don't know what you're writing, but you know, there were some emotional moments. I mean, it was. but I'm a wordy bird, and there was all kinds of things to have. So I could not. I don't know how I would write a sex scene in 3,000 words.
When I first started Just a Fling, it was like 1,000 words a chapter. Like it was short. I can't do that anymore.
it just gets worse the more you write, the more words they just the longer it gets. And then now I'm like, okay, now I gotta I got to get the pacing right. I got to get the, I've had a couple guys who've read my stuff. They're like, no, 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 no. You got to have the pacing. You got to have the beginning and the middle. And I'm like, wait a minute. I do have it. They're like, not for me. You don't. You need to.
Not for me.
Wait a minute. I mean, you know, sometimes you're there and you're just waiting to go over the waterfall. And, you know, there's a rope. Hold it. You can't go over it. You're just waiting to go and you're there and everything is really intense. They're like, that is not how it works. I'm like, not for you.
Not for you. No, that is real life without writing. You are at that waterfall.
You're at that waterfall waiting any moment to tip over. That's what I'm writing. I'm waiting. I've been schooled though apparently by that. And I'm like, well, you're not my target audience.
You tell me.
All the women understand what I'm talking about. We all been there.
Back to the TikTok thing.
Oh yeah, back to the TikTok. Yeah.
I saw a comment on my page and they were like, I saw you on TikTok. I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean? And that's when I found out that they're posting stuff like that.
Yeah,
people write reviews on TikTok now.
That's do. There's a whole book community. The algorithm there is not as simple as Wattpad, though. Can't figure it out for nothing. And, you know, sometimes you post something, and I think I'd do better with if I do a duet or if I do something. I don't know. Just, yeah, I can't figure that out. And I'm not going to sing or dance. and the lip syncing they do, even the writers, there's some really talented, amazing people with the lip syncing. I'm like, I cannot get through three words and forget what I'm saying. How do you, I don't. Yeah. So I got my audience
stuck in a different part of TikTok.
Oh, are you? Oh, well, then there's the cosplay TikTok, which is amazing. And very inspiring, you know, all the different people who do the, and the, some of the voice artist TikToks. I've tried to get them on interviews, but apparently if you have a million followers, you know, a little podcast where 40 people listen at a time to a download, it doesn't cut it for them. I don't know, but I so love to get some of those people on and talk to them and hear about their journey because, TikTok for writers and content makers, just all this stuff. The comedy?
Definitely the new social media platform nowadays.
It is. It is. So when are you going to start putting out some serious content on the TikTok?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning don't either. Twitter.
Oh, yes. Still learning Twitter. Twitter's fun. It's a, still learning Twitter. You just need to... You just post. You just like post. Stuff. You get on the dirty side of Twitter's the best side, everybody says. So, you know.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, because, well, honest passion would tell you. Highlight, right? Aloha. Honest passion. I was talking in the chat. That was me saying hello to somebody in the chat. Honest will tell you that, you know, the dirty side of Twitter is people are open. They're fun. They retweet. They share your content. They may not go buy your content or look at your content, but they'll totally share it. They'll engage with you. They'll answer your questions. It takes a little while. The Twitter algorithm is usually, you have to get to 300, that's a good place, then 500, then 1,000. After 1,000, that's really when you really start to get seen. It's just the way, it's really hard to be seen, you know, when you don't have many, you know, follow. It's hard. So yeah. We should put you out. We should shout you out more so that you can get some followers. That'll help. Writer lifts and stuff like that. I don't know. People don't always, I shout people out and people are like, yay, that's great. I get likes and nobody does anything. I don't know what's happened. I'm like, hello, can you see me standing here? But yeah, so you're right now, you've got these books out. Where are you going to go with them? Where are you planning on in the future of are you going to publish, or are you just happy where you're at, or you're going to craft a brand new story to publish, or, you know, what are your future plans?
After my stories were deleted, I really took a day and just thought about it, and I would love to take all the stories that I've completed, take all the comments that I've gotten, and feedback and just revamp those stories completely and then publish.
There you go.
I would change the storyline to all three of them.
Oh, really? Would you?
I would. And not one of them, especially like Ride Me, I would revamp that whole storyline, but I'd keep like those, you know, erotic scenes in a different way. The Just series, I'd probably change around just a little bit, but I would definitely revamp them and take all that feedback and then put it out. Either publishing, I'm not sure. You know, I've been looking into like a bunch of stuff, and whether it be like Kindle or Amazon, I don't know yet. I've talked to a lot of people and everyone gives me different feedback on what to do next. And there's a lot for someone that wants to publish and where to go. It's very saturated.
It is. It is saturated. It's hard to figure out, you know, the best route. I was lucky. I'm pretty lazy, and I found someone who was willing to help me publish. So if you could find that, I'd go for that. But
how did you end up finding that?
Because the genre I write is fairly small. I write Omegaverse, which male, female Omegaverse, which is still, it's growing quite a bit, but it's still fairly small. You know, the number of books on Wattpad was for male, female was pretty limited. And people who were reading it were like just voracious. You know, they really wanted to read more books like that. That kind of it's not werewolf, it's non-shifter, but it's a very primal kind of instinct-based bond. And there were a lot of readers that were just really hungry for more of that. And so that's where I ended up. My publisher had written one and knew a couple other people, and she's just a small little indie publisher. I mean, it's her and me, and well, now she's growing. She's got other authors now, but at the time it was just her and me and one other. And she knew what she was doing. She knew how to do all the things. There are a lot of little things that you got to do to get your book up on Kindle Unlimited, you know, the ISBN, the copyright, the cover, getting a decent cover, doing a decent blurb, getting the tags right. You know, there are just a lot of little things that the learning curve was like, oh my God. And then I am sloppy writer. I am so sloppy. I am terribly sloppy. I never thought I could ever, I don't know how people, I mean, my tweets, everything I do is sloppy. So I'd have to have an editor, and editors, good editors are ridiculously expensive.
Yes. Looking at that and talking to a couple of people about that, they are expensive.
They are. And that was another reason I published, is because she helped me with the publishing fee, with the editing fees. I mean, it kind of came out of my cut of the fee, but still it was worth it because I didn't have that up front. You know, 100,000 words can be $1,000 to edit. And then two, there are editors out there who are not good editors. And if you don't know enough about grammar, you can pick a wrong one or pick somebody you really think you trust, who you think is, okay, they're giving me a good product, and you go through it and you, okay, this looks good. And then you post it and you realize, oh my gosh, it has all these problems. Mm-hmm. So, because I've heard of that happening too a couple times. I've talked to writers that have just invested so much in their book. And it can be an issue. So it is hard. It is hard. There's a lot out there. I kudos to every writer who makes it and gets a book published and gets a book up. It doesn't matter if nobody ever reads it, you have done, it's an accomplishment. It's one I couldn't do alone. So yeah.
It sounds stressful.
It can be. I mean, some people are like A type and they're just like, oh, hoop, jump through each hoop and come out with a great product. I'm like chaos type. didn't your first book, when you finished it, even though now you look back and you're like, it's crap, because we all do that, right? yeah, exactly. I know, I love you guys for loving this, but it's crap. I can see.
I can't reread it.
I know. You know, you guys are amazing. If I had just finishing it, though was a big deal for me. I kept it the just getting to the end of it on Wattpad. I was like, wow, I finished one. Because I've been writing, you know, like chapter here and chapter there and ideas forever. But yeah.
I made the bad choice of finishing my first book with a cliffhanger. And I still have not heard the end of it. I had to put like author's note in the beginning chapter to say, hey, if you don't like cliffhangers, please don't read this, or please don't be an ass at the end.
Because exactly. And don't publish it on, you know, Kindle and with that cliffhanger and not have a little note there, because they do the same thing. They're like, oh, if I had known this was a cliffhanger, I never would have read it. I would have waited till the whole series was published. I'm one of those people. But I would never comment that. I mean,
oh, no, you know, I've had mean comments. Very mean.
Sure you have. Yeah, I'm sure you have. Cliffhangers can be, you know, some people just, other people love them. They're like, oh, and they love just, you know, can't wait. And then they bug you, though. Is it done yet? Is it done yet? Have you done the other one yet? Are you going to do it? When are you going to do it?
And I think that's why I finished the second one so quickly. Because it's like, it's done, guys. It's good. You can finish it. Happy ending.
Right? Here you go. It's got a happy ending. That's wonderful.
Honest Passion wrote in the comments. That's why we became friends. She was one of the people that reached out to me and said, hey, don't like how you ended your story. She was very nice about it, though, which I was thankful for.
She's like, you're killing me. That's why you're friends. That's wonderful.
It is. That's,
I love
that's
it.
Why she reached out and why we started talking, because she was like, hey, maybe don't do that again. Now, every story I put out or I'm thinking about writing, she goes, is it going to have a happy ending? Yeah, we're good.
Give me my happy ending. I was looking at the romance writers. I was complaining about it because the guild, the big romance writers of America, they have a definition for what a romance book is. And they wanted to put, you know, it ends with a happy ending or a happy for now. But they're like, well, not all romance books. Some are a little bit more angsty or whatever. And that doesn't mean they're not romance. And I'm like, yes, it does. If you talk to any reader anywhere who really are the ones who define the genre, I can see that there are some really beautiful romances with sad, you know, Romeo and Juliet period, you know, but it's still a romance. It's an epic romance for the ages. Right. And a lot of books go with that, have a Romeo and Juliet trope in it, and they're still romance. Or, some of the who's the writer who A Walk to Remember, and that, you know, he's all his books have been movies, but anyway, some of his are really sad, somebody dies at the end and whatever, and it's still a romance. It's still, but if you're writing on Amazon and you don't have a happy ending or a happy for now or a note saying it's going to continue in the next book, you are not a romance writer.
Oh, no. All right, we can't post that one.
Yep, can't post that one. You got to sell it as something else. It's a drama. I don't know. It's a romantic drama. It's a romantic thriller. It's a romance, you know.
It's a romantic thriller.
You just don't know, but it's not romance unless it has that happily ever after or that have. And it, you know, and for me, basically, because Amazon doesn't really, as far as their definition, it's more the readers, you know, your audience, just knowing who your audience is, you know. So who would you say your audience is? Do you think your audience is women or men or younger or older?
Definitely women 18 to maybe 30. That's what Wattpad
18 to 30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's what I need to do that thing. Did you do the story thing where it does your. And was it beneficial to you? Did you, what is it called? I don't remember what it's called, but
the story
metrics thing, and it'll, I have not done it. I was thinking of doing it.
They call it stats on Wattpad. Yeah. So I've done the stats. I've done it to all my stories just because Why not? I mean, it tells you how many people actually finish your story, like chapter. So if you're putting like a long ass author's note at the bottom, which a lot of people do, you're not getting a full read. So I don't know if Wattpad, if you have to exactly scroll all the way to bottom for it to count as a read. But what I ended up doing was going back to my finished stories and taking out all of the author notes. And it seemed like my read count jumped from that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
It really seems like if you're scrolling all the way down, that's counted as a full read. If someone's just clicking and scrolling halfway through, I don't think it counts as a read.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably very right. Very much so. Yeah, I haven't done that. I should look. I don't know. I know my audience goes a little bit older, and because my style is, you know, everybody has their different style. My style is a little bit more wordy, obviously, if I'm writing. But
6,000 words.
Yeah, if it's 6,000, and that, I mean, there was an emotion. It was there's a reason for it. It started in a bathtub and it ended on a spanking bench. You know, it had to, well, kind of. It ended after the aftercare. Yeah, we had several transitions in between. It built up to it. It was a big scene, though. So, Honest Passion, do you want to come in and, because I would love to hear you read again, read from one of Lishy's stories. Is that am I saying it right? Is it Lishy?
You're saying it right.
Awesome.
So we talked about it, and she put the courage in me.
No way! You're kidding me. You're gonna...
No. So she's like, you know, it's your story. You have to be comfortable with it in a way. And I'm like, yep, we're going to do this, because I just started, like, openly telling people that I write erotic romances.
There you go.
This is.
I love it. I'm so excited. Well, that's great.
You are giving me exposure therapy at its finest.
Yes, yes. Exposure therapy. Oh, that's great. Yeah, so which story are you going to read from?
So I am going to read Like You. So it's my ongoing story. It's, you know, I had three stories that were ongoing before they all got deleted. And I decided to keep two of them unpublished instead of republishing them and just focus on this one, because it's been my favorite to write so far. And it's about a roommate romance where they aren't supposed to be together.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of hidden, a lot of secrets, a lot of sneaking around between the two main characters, Jesse and Lucas. And yeah, it's just been, it's been fun to write with the sneaking.
Okay. Sneaking around, huh?
And it's, I'm, like we said, it's all nonfiction, you know?
Yeah, mean, and so you can be really, you know, you can be a little naughty. Well, a lot naughty. Yeah. But okay, go for it. I am ready to listen.
All right. We are going to do this.
You could do this.
I was listening to your other podcasts, and I just was trying to get a feel for, like, how everyone else read. And you've had a lot of people on.
Yes, I've had some. It's been fun. I've had some amazing people on. It's been a fun year.
So let's see. All right, so I'm going to read the first chapter, and it's in Jesse's point of view, which is most of the story so far. Life isn't fair. You're never taught that growing up, though. Some parents would give you the world as a child, buying whatever toy you wanted in the store with much less than a please, no matter the price, or knowing you'd only touch it once. Then you become an adult. In my case, 22, now have bills and lifelong aspires you want to accomplish, while living off a minimum wage with debt more expensive than a mortgage. I tell myself it's fine. Stop overthinking it. Just sail through life. Ignore its hurricane weather that seems to approach with every gust of wind that takes me further into the unforgiving seas. I was always taught to have two people on the sailboat in case you go overboard. But I'm soloing this lifelong, unwanted adventure with my feet hanging over the edge, debating of just getting the inevitable over with and jumping just to feel the water swallow me whole until the blessed darkness takes over my constant overthinking mind. The only thing stopping me is knowing. No one would be there to yank me out of the bliss, to shake me awake and put their lips to mine until I'm breathing again. Life can be such a lonely place. Jesse, Lucas called my name from across the bar. My cheek sat on my palm as my eyes closed tight with instant regret. I had forgotten Friday nights are the ones he works randomly. I secretly cursed at myself for being so oblivious to the days. Then I finally looked up, trying to bring at least part of my mind back to reality and away from the depressive thoughts I've learned to just settle with. I'm fine. I let out a defeated sigh, tucking in my curled brown hair behind my ear. I fiddled with the now empty glass of wine in my hand and swayed the last itty-bitty sip that was stuck at the bottom, mocking me like he was unknowingly about to. In the corner of my eye, I could see Lucas's strong build make his way towards me, but I couldn't look. He was my roommate, one of them. The rules of the house were simple. No romances while living together. But I could never stop my thighs from tightening or the crave that resided on the tip of my tongue whenever he wore his tight t-shirts and well-fitted jeans that just seemed to show the body of a man I always wanted to pin me down and take me. Even his perfectly chiseled chin and high cheekbones that held his beautiful hazel eyes made my abdomen twist with naughty scenarios of him looking down at me with his cock in my mouth. The blame could be set to the years it'd been since never finding a man that could actually touch me the right way. Dating apps, or should I say hookup apps, have only attracted the attention of boys who knew how to please themselves. Must be why they're single and why my vibrator sits in my nightstand. Lucas sat across from me in the booth, his large hand pushed over a shot glass filled to the brim with his favorite whiskey. I bit my lip as I took in the new cuts and wounds to his knuckles. All I wanted to do was graze my finger over the scabs gently to coax them to heal just a bit faster. Tough fight last night? I asked, ignoring my pestering thoughts and bringing the small glass to my lips. No, I just played with him a little. Lucas smirked devilishly, bringing his hands to his face and rubbing his knuckles roughly. He didn't even grimace when he touched them. If anything, he seemed pleased knowing he had beat another man in the ring at the gym. Did your date stand you up? He's brought his attention back to me with a glare. I sighed, looking to my phone that lacked any notifications. Seems to have. What a fucking idiot. I don't know why you're wasting your time on those stupid apps, he grumbled, his face hardening. I hugged my empty glass of wine, trying to keep my focus off of his flexing biceps with each small shift in his seat. How could a man turn me on so easily? Without even trying, I could feel a pull towards him, wanting to place my lips to his to silence these dirty thoughts I've kept hidden for so long. Can only rely on toys so much before you want the real thing, I murmured, my face brightening when realizing I'd said that out loud. Lucas smiled. So you join for the sex? No, it's for the deep conversation that's quickly followed by the walk of shame. Of course that's what it's for. Had I wanted more, I'd be looking at the gym for a built man and an empty ring finger. The liquor had gotten to me, taking away any type of self-restraint I always had on towards him. The liquid courage was sending me down a spiral of confessions I had never even told my best friend. He seemed unfazed, waving over his coworker to bring us more alcohol. The gym, huh? What about the bar? There's a few guys here that might be worth your time. He spoke as he looked around. Ian, for example. Lucas pointed to his coworker, who was as thin as me, with long dark hair that rested to his shoulders. Ian gave me a confused look. What about me? Nothing, Ian, I grumbled, grabbing the wine glass from Ian's hand and giving Lucas a look to kill. He seemed humored as the tips of my ears turned red, and it wasn't long until we were alone again, with the tension rising. Jesus Christ, Luke, I scolded him, sipping my white wine with pursed lips. What, Ian's not your type? He raised a brow, throwing back another shot. I shook my head in response, not wanting a wingman from the man I wanted inside of me. Then what is? And before I could even stop myself, my lips moved, saying the words I promised I never would when I first moved into the home share a year ago. A man like you. Lucas's face hardened, contorting into one I couldn't decipher, nor did I want to. I couldn't take any more rejection that would mix with my hangover in the morning. I watched his eyes shift my exposed skin to my chest, taking in the deep V-neck I had worn to seduce my date that never showed. Then he looked to my lips, lingering his glance there while wetting his own with his tongue. Lucas cleared his throat, which probably was clearing his mind at the same time before he stood. I felt frozen in my spot as he kept his beaten hands to the table, walked around it and towards me in quick but calculated steps until he was sitting beside me in the booth. His hands I had been admiring slid off the wood, cascading down until one rested high up on my exposed thigh. The skin heated beneath its touch, sending a jolt of electricity straight to my panties. He leaned his head into his other hand, resting it on the table as he took in my flushing face with a smile. "But roommates, Jesse, you know the rules. No romantic relations will reside together. It was even in your lease," he reminded me, keeping his hand still on my thigh. I opened my lips to respond, but then he squeezed my leg, making me moan quietly. Lucas moved his hand further up my body, pushing my short dress with it until he was able to toy with my panties. "What are you doing, Luke?" I breathed out, wanting him to continue touching me. If anything, it was a facade just asking him. He tilted his head, amused with my reaction, before leaning into my ear and positioning his fingers right over my throbbing entrance. "I've heard you at night. All I have to do is stand outside your door, and I can hear the soft vibrations of your toys and the breathing from your lips," he whispered lowly. "I could even hear you moaning my name into your hand right before you make yourself come." His fingers circled my pussy, creating a wetness in the thin cloth almost immediately. I clung to his muscular bicep with a soft gasp. My eyes fluttered closed at his gentle touch that I had craved for months now, letting my body fully enjoy every second of pure bliss he was giving me. "So tell me, Jess, do you want a man like me, or do you want me?"
Very hot. Oh my goodness. Very hot. The airwaves are like, yes, you did an excellent job. Hey, CD Polly. Yes, everybody's like, woo, yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Lovely delivery. Ever thought of reading your own audiobook? Very good.
I have.
Yes.
Thank you, though.
That was, you did it first time. Woohoo. Clap. Everybody give snaps.
Thank you, guys.
That was good. Nerve wracking. How did it feel?
Was. I honestly was practicing all day today.
Were
you? I came home at like 10 o'clock, and I just all the time, like just all day recording myself.
And then I had to go late, and you're like, "Oh, I'll just practice one more time."
It was fine with me.
Yes, that's amazing. That's so good. How cool is that? Well, you did really good. And I think I am going to at some point in time maybe do some compiled readings and release another podcast like that. So that'll be on that. that'll be on. That would be in there. I don't know. If I ever, you know, have like 3 days worth nothing to do,
Well, like it's a goal. Like You Is Up, Ride Me is another one that I recommend to people when they ask which story they should start with. The one story that I have that I probably won't publish until I finish it completely is Cynical. That's the one I'm excited for.
Oh, what's Cynical about?
So Cynical, a lot of people have gotten a sneak peek of like the first 8 chapters before everything was deleted. It's a post-apocalyptical erotic romance.
I love that post-apocalypse. I'm reading some of the, okay, I got to read some of the comments. CD said, you even changed the inflection and tone. Honest Passion said, you did great. CD said, you could have been talking about making a bologna sandwich. Would have had the same effect. You were reading so good.
Thank you.
Oh, you got a good voice. Yeah, they're like, ooh, and she's got that little bit of an accent. Oh, yes, she's going to do really good on the dirty Twitter. I'm just saying.
I'm loving it. So. Thank you, guys.
So I've read the comments. I want to go back and catch Tomi again. It's post, I can't say it now, post-apocalyptic. Is that what you said?
Yep.
So, is there what give me the setup. I need a little more because I love post-apocalyptic.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm just gonna, I was just going to beg, but you know.
No begging. We're good.
Yeah. No, tell me. Give me a little more.
So the first chapter is kind of the main character setting it all up, saying how the world ended. And she's very, as the name of the story goes, she's very cynical. She sees the world as a sad, depressive place where people are only looking out for themselves. And the main male character is the opposite. He's happy-go-lucky, innocent, nothing can affect him. And their paths cross, and it just happens, you know? She hasn't been around people for years, and suddenly she finds this guy, and they try to work through it together. And I can't wait to put that one out.
That sounds, what an interesting play to put a relationship like that in a post-apocalyptic world. How cool will that be? Yeah, I think that is, especially, you know, I don't know if I saw somewhere that dystopian was dead, but post-apocalyptic, no, we're all living in that age. We need more preparedness manuals, you know.
The dystopian novels were always my favorite. Like, yeah, romance or not.
I don't think it's dead. I just think it may be because it's not dystopian is encompasses a larger frame than just Hunger Games. You know, it's any kind of world. It's making a government that's a negative government. It's not necessarily always fighting against the government, but it's surviving the world. It's just all these other things. And so, yeah, I'm still writing it. And I love apocalyptic.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. So I want to thank you so much. We started a little late, so we went a little long, but I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your Wattpad story and telling us all, yeah, go on, publish on Wattpad. You can have 6,000 followers, but I don't know how to do it.
I don't know either. It just happened.
It just happens. It's magic. No, post every day and a chapter every day. And engage your audience, meet people. And that's one thing. And the interface, you and I both agree, the interface is probably one of the better interfaces for something. But just darn the commercials. Ugh.
I need to stop with the ads. Thank you so much for having me on.
I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed hearing your story, hearing you read, hearing your kind of story of just giving it a try and then finding success. Mm-hmm. It's very encouraging. I want to remind people that, you know, there are moments when all writers are like, it's crap. But your the feedback that we get is what keeps us writing that stuff. There was a comment about dystopia. Dystopia is no longer different to our reality in a covert world. Post-apocalyptic is what happens after it completely breaks.
That
yes.
Makes sense. Yep.
Yes, a broken world, and we're all living in no power. You're going to have to write no power, no electric. Oh,
everything. It was awesome writing just like that for this first and second chapter where there's like nothing.
Well, I hope maybe you get your second wind and get back into it, you know, get your motivation back, get your, you know, that the next chapters start to open up and that it hits, because I think that sounds, romance in that kind of setting is always fun. I think it's a different kind of, they're different worlds. I love taking it out of context and putting things in, you know, we all go through the same thing, but putting that out of context, that's always fun.
Fantasy is nice.
Yeah, fantasy. Ooh, what kind of sexiness are they going to get up to in a dystopian world? All kinds
that
of
that one you'll have to
there.
Wait and read.
Oh, we want to know what's going to happen. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. You have a really great evening.
You too. Thank you for having me on.
It was wonderful. I'm sorry I messed at the beginning. I'm glad I got my microphone working and my music is still dead, but you know, we're okay. So I'm not going to have any goodbye music.
Great.
Oh yeah. Shh. Maybe I should cut that out. No, I probably won't. I gotta have some kind of intro. So thank you very much, Lishy. And I go follow her on Twitter and on Wattpad and share her, especially on Twitter. Come on, Twitter peeps, you gotta share her around so that she can build her account. She does. I was looking at, I shared it out and I'm like, oh my gosh, come on, what are you been doing? This is a problem. Come on, dirty Twitter, get in, get out there and show her some love. You have a great evening and thank you so much.
You too. Thank you again.
Oh, it was fun. I had a great time.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for the exposure therapy. You have a great night.
You're welcome. Your shock therapy. Good night. This has been Is Will and Wright's Grown Up Storytime. I don't have music. My music is just like not coming on, so, and I'm not going to sing on the way out, but I just hope you learned something about Wattpad, about putting your stuff out, about losing everything and going and calling customer service and getting some great customer service help to get everything back, which is just an amazing story. I hope that you learned that listening to this, that every story has value, even when you think it's not good enough, when you're just going to give it a try, that your story is important, that there's an audience out there who might engage with it, who might enjoy it, who might be able to escape the world a little bit. And sometimes that has such amazing value. So thank you guys so much for listening and have a great evening.